Throughout the current fighting in the Middle East, we've heard about deaths on both sides and about their funerals. Today, we're going to hear about one of the 36 Israeli soldiers who've been killed so far. 22-year-old Yonatan Einhorn was killed in heavy fighting yesterday with Hezbollah fighters just north of the Israeli border. Einhorn was buried today in Jerusalem's military cemetery. NPR's Linda Gradstein was there, and she sent this report.
Under a glaring midday sun, Yonatan Einhorn's coffin, draped in an Israeli flag, was carried between two lines of Israeli soldiers standing at attention as a rabbi chanted prayers. At the gravesite, friends and relatives told how they saw Yonatan's picture in the newspaper earlier this week at the head of a column of Israeli soldiers who had fought in the battle with Hezbollah guerrillas at Bin Jebel and returned to Israel. His uncle told the crowd of thousands that Yonatan told him he believed the fight against Hezbollah was a war of life and death and how important it was for Israel to win it. Barak Rafe was one of Yonatan's high school classmates.
He was very enthusiastic about everything. You know, he was always the first one to do anything. Whenever he thought something was right, he used to just jump up and go for it.
And says Rafe, on weekends, Yonatan had a special hobby.
He liked to take hiking trips a lot. Every weekend he was home, he used to go trip somewhere else. He knew this country by foot, with his feet, I think every inch of it. And in the end, he paid the ultimate price for it.
Yonatan was the oldest of five brothers. His grandparents were Holocaust survivors. 15 years ago, his family moved to a moshav, a small farming community between Jerusalem and Tel Aviv. He studied in a boarding school for Orthodox Jewish students with an emphasis on science. After high school, he joined Unit 101 of the paratroopers, one of Israel's most elite infantry divisions. The unit was founded by Ariel Sharon in the 1950s and became famous for guerrilla raids into the West Bank. At the funeral today, Yonatan's commanding officer, Gad Bach, described him as an outstanding soldier.
You were modest and easygoing. The love of the land of Israel beat in your heart. You always wanted to participate in the fighting. You went into the fighting in South Lebanon and met your death there. How the heroes have fallen.
Then Yonatan's mother, Rivital, tearfully said goodbye to her son. My Yonatan, from the moment you were born, we were so close, she said. I loved you so much, and I will love you until the day I die. After all of the speeches, Yonatan's father, David, recited the special mourner's prayer.
Amen.
Linda Gradstein, NPR News, Jerusalem.